Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. I'm excited to be doing this show, and if you've been following me for the last few months, you're going to notice some changes that we decided to do on the show. First of all, we decided to shorten it. I talked to many people, and a lot of people really asked me for a show that was more the length of their commute to work. Like, hey, Sherry, I want to listen to you as I'm driving to work. And so an hour show just seems a little too long. So we decided to try a shorter, you know, half hour version. And the other big change you're going to notice is up to now I've been co-hosting with Dr. Pat. And I decided that it was time to try to host my own show. And so let me know, you know, send me some comments on what you think about the show. I'm excited to try this new format. And if you're new to Courage to be Seen, you know, welcome. I'm glad to have you here. And Courage to be Seen really came from the idea throughout my career and everything I've learned as a CTO and leading a global team of engineers. You know, many times I've been the only female in the room. I'm usually the minority. I graduated, you know, a class with three women in it. And I've learned a lot, both personally and professionally. And I really want to share that with others. I don't want other women to have to, you know, go through a 20-year career to learn some of the lessons that I have. I've been blessed with the chance to travel, you know, around the world talking to women of all different cultures. And I want to bring all those lessons and share them. And as we help each other, we can all, you know, experience more success. And that was the whole idea behind Courage to be Seen. I'm very excited to have this new show. And the title today is Take Control, you know, say yes to your life. That many people, you know, I want to ask you a few questions on, you know, what's stopping you from doing the things that you want, you know, taking that next step. Are you waiting for someone to give you permission? Maybe you're waiting for yourself to give yourself permission. And it seems like it may be easier to just sit back and enjoy life. But that's not really a plan that could lead you to accomplish the goals that you want. Instead of letting others achieve their dreams, you know, let's make sure that you are doing the things that you would like so you can achieve your dreams. As I was thinking of a topic for this show, I thought, you know, what should my first kind of show hosting it by myself be on? And I was thinking, you know, empowerment. You know, what a great topic. Because when it comes to, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and there's thousands and thousands of podcasts out there. And so when I was thinking about it, I go, nobody really told anyone that does a podcast, gave them permission to do it. People had a dream. I had a dream. I thought it'd be really cool if I could have a podcast on Apple Podcasts that people could subscribe to. I know it might sound crazy, but that's what I wanted to do. And I didn't wait for someone to say, hey, Sherry, go do this. Instead, I set out a dream and then I figured out how to go do it. And that's what I want to challenge you today is how do you become more empowered so you can accomplish your dreams, so you can live the life that you want? You know, take control. Say yes to your life. One of my favorite quotes is the most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any, by Alice Walker. Everyone has power. Don't give it away to someone else. Maybe you're giving it away unintentionally, but don't give it away. Keep your power. You know, be empowered. You can decide to live the life that you want. Girls Inc. did a survey, and they found that 74% of girls say they're under pressure to please everyone. Now, I think it probably doesn't take too much thinking to know that this is not even possible. There's no way that anyone can please everybody. I know at work, I am in charge of making lots of tough decisions. And I'm not going to please everybody. I am very, you know, upfront and honest about that. I have to know what our business needs. I have to take care of our customers. I have to take care of my team. And with those parameters, I have to make a lot of decisions. And I try to make the best ones. I sometimes don't, but I try. And I can guarantee you, though, not everyone will agree with the decisions I make. And I'll live with that. And that's what I get paid to do. And it's the same in your life. You have to make decisions and be okay with the consequences, but you're not going to please everyone. So my challenge is make sure you start with pleasing yourself. So, okay, why is empowerment, you know, such a big deal? If we look at gender equity historically, I have a few statistics that some of them are a little shocking, because in the United States, and this data was from 2017, kind of the most recent year that you can get, you know, good data, is women earn more degrees in all categories. 57.3% of the bachelor degrees, 59.4% of the master's degrees, 53.8% of PhDs. And actually, this has been going on for some time, which is probably the part that was more shocking, because I had heard that more women are going to study than men today. But women have been earning more bachelor's degrees since 1982 and earning more master's degrees since 1987 and earning more PhDs since 2006. So even though women have more degrees, they only make up 46.9% of the workforce. And 57% of women participate in the workforce versus 69% of men. Now, this isn't it's kind of a story of, you know, women, should they stay home and raise kids? Because I have a lot of friends that stay home and raise their kids. And I know quite a few dads that stay home and raise their kids. And that is a choice that I 100% support. But for the women that are in the workforce, data shows they only earn 80% of the wages that men do in comparable jobs. You know, and this is not okay. In addition, that women are very underrepresented when it comes to leadership roles. In S&P 500 companies, there are only 36.9% of the middle and first level managers are women. 26.5% of the executive and senior level managers are women. 21% have board seats, and 5% are CEOs. So if the leadership of our major companies in this country, women are so underrepresented, is it surprising that we have a problem with empowerment? Is it surprising that many times women are not used to making decisions, that they're used to letting someone else take the responsibility, letting someone else be responsible for how it turns out, instead waiting to be told what to do? But I don't know about you, but I am not okay with someone else being the CEO of my life. I want to be my own CEO, and you should want to be your own CEO. The best thing is, this is a choice that you get to make. Yes, you do have to take the responsibility of, you know, being responsible for whatever those actions that you decide, but you just get to choose this. You can play bigger. You don't have to ask anyone. And this is a decision that you can make today that, hey, I'm going to take charge. I'm going to be empowered. I am going to be responsible for the direction that my life goes. So the definition of empowered is to give someone the authority or power to do something, make someone stronger, more confident, especially controlling their life. Synonyms can be allow, entrust, permit, authorized. So what's this mean for you? And why do you need to be empowered? So if you think of empowered really as taking control of your life, setting goals, and then taking action. You can do this. You can either let your life be on autopilot, or you can start to make improvements. Make that choice and you can do it. So I kind of started to think that, you know, let's start with a list of how do we give away our power? And this will then trigger ideas of then how we can have more power. The first one, not speaking up. Too often we're waiting to be asked our opinion. And I don't want you to go into that next meeting and be a bully and just start telling everybody, you know, your opinion on every single topic. But don't sit back and don't say anything either. You know, I tell some people, when you go into a meeting, let's say it's a half hour meeting, you know, make sure you make one good point. There's a reason you're in that meeting. So you should say something. You don't have to make a point on every topic. But if you have something to contribute, don't wait to see if someone's going to ask you about it. Same thing if it's in your personal life and you're going to try to figure out where to go out to eat this weekend. If you have a preference, make sure you say it. The second way we give away our power is we make decisions based on what we think others are going to think. Rather than making a decision and then tell people about it, we're like, I wonder what is appropriate here, and I'm going to just say that's what I want to do. You know, you don't want to do that. You don't want to be, you know, waffling and changing your mind just based on what someone else may agree or disagree with you. The third way that we give up our power is we play small not to gain attention. Other examples of that may be that you should be getting recognized. And when someone tells you did a good job, you say, it was nothing. Just doing my job. You know, I had a big example of this last year when I was recognized by the Dallas Business Journal for Women in Technology. And someone at work was actually trying to tell me, you know, congratulations, you did a great job. It's great that your boss is flying in for the award ceremony. And I was really embarrassed. I was almost trying to minimize the fact that I was getting the award rather than celebrate it. And I've really had to work on, you know, you just say thank you. So don't play small. Don't try to minimize your contribution. Don't say it was nothing. Just don't say it was just your responsibility. Take the compliment and own it and be proud of it. The fourth thing is we make excuses that we have to accomplish X before we can do Y. I have to get that degree before I can start my business. I have to take that class before I can move on. I have to lose weight before I can do something. You know, I have to clean my house before I can have a party. It doesn't matter what it is. We always say, oh, these criteria have to happen before I can do the next thing. When in reality, sometimes you can get started on what you really want, even if the other first thing hasn't happened. The fifth thing is complaining. You know, this I just see way too often. And I have to admit, I really try not to have it in my life. I try to be a positive person. I know in my role and leading a big team that I have to be the most optimistic person in the room. I have to have confidence in them that they can solve the toughest problems. And I have to have confidence we're going to figure it out. We may have no idea how to do it today, but we're going to figure it out. If I complained that product management wanted such a hard, you know, feature in the product, it wouldn't help anybody. So you really can't have that in any parts of your life. Many times, because I try to have this attitude really in everything I do, I find people complain less around me than they do about others. Like, I just don't feed it. If someone is complaining, yes, I'll listen to them because we all need to vent, but I don't build on. If they complain too often, then it's easy for you to complain and then it just like builds and I don't feed it. So either they will do their venting and it will die out, or I will find a way to go talk to someone else because I just really don't want that negativity in my life. And you shouldn't want it in yours. And then the last one way that we give away our power is we live life on autopilot. Some people ask me, how do I get so much done? And I really think it's, you know, I try not to live my life on autopilot. I'm conscious to how much TV that I watch. I'm conscious to how much time I spend on the internet. I'm conscious to how much time I spend on social media. Like, I don't watch any regular TV shows. I choose not to. I do love my football. Sometimes, you know, if I've had a really stressful day, I realize that a little bit of vegging out on the couch can be a good thing, but I don't watch TV regularly. In fact, this can be a moment of contention in my house because I could get rid of the TV in the living room and I wouldn't have a problem. My husband, on the other hand, would like to make a bigger TV or, you know, have us get something bigger. And I say, well, we have a big TV upstairs, so we really don't need a bigger TV in the living room. But I'm conscious of that. I don't live the life on autopilot. I don't just say, oh, this is what I do. I do use the internet to, you know, keep up with news, but I try not to waste time on it. I don't try to mindlessly surf. I don't mindlessly surf social media. I use social media as inspiration. There's a lot of inspirational people that I do like to follow. I like to give status updates to my friends and family, you know, around the country and the world to, you know, what's going on in my kids' life. So be conscious to, though, you know, what you're doing and own your schedule and don't give it away to others. So that's some ways, you know, that we give away our power. But I want you now to think about, okay, so how can you be more empowered? So first start with, you know, what area of your life would you like to feel more empowered today? Is it work? Is it, you know, your career? Is it your family? Is it your friends? Maybe it's your health, finances. You know, there's a lot of areas that you could try to be more empowered. And, you know, what area, if you focused on and you had more control in that area, would give you more happiness and joy, you know, and more success, whatever that means to you. You know, one way we became more empowered recently, my husband and I, you know, focused on our finances at home. We met in college. We were broke college students when we met. We got married in college, actually. And so when we got our first jobs, you know, we had joint accounts. We've been putting all of our finances together jointly, you know, for over 20 years now. And that works for us. And it was never really been a big deal. But we thought this summer, let's try something a little bit different. And we each got our own credit card for the very first time. We each created our own checking account. And then we created a budget and some money from our joint account every 2 weeks, you know, we put in our new personal accounts. And now having this real kind of money set aside is very empowering. Because if I want to get my hair done or I want new clothes or whatever, it's not coming out of the joint account. I know it seems crazy and maybe it's a little small thing, but it is empowering in a different way that we didn't have before. So I give that as an example as we go through some things that you can do to be more empowered, because sometimes it's not huge, drastic things. I find the way to make more and more improvements in my life is to make small improvements. And then each one adds up. And pretty soon that gets snowballing and you're accomplishing so much more than you ever thought you could. So I have some actions, you know, now that you kind of have an idea of an area to focus on that you could put into, start with today. You know, there's no reason you couldn't start tonight making some changes in your life. The first one I'm going to challenge you to do is be open to new possibilities. Too often, as soon as we hear something, what we want to do is just shut it down. Like we could say, hey, that didn't work before, makes me uncomfortable, there's no way. But it's very important to be open. Even if something, you know, was from before and it didn't work, you never know. It could work this time. And so you have to make sure you stay open, that there might be a different way, that there might be a different possibility. And that is very empowering because you just never know. It just opens you up and allows you to find a new way. The second one is trust yourself. You have tremendous potential. I'm guessing a lot more than you realize. And instead of spending time, you know, doubting yourself, trust yourself, believe you can do it. You don't need validation from others. You just need to go forward. You know, it's funny, as I was going through the kind of outline for the show today, I was thinking of some examples, you know, that I could try to include. And one of the things that came to me was a story about my son. So I have a special needs son, and we were on vacation this summer, and we went to this lake and we were boating, and we heard that there were these cliffs that people would jump off of. And so we thought, hey, let's go find these cliffs. And so we went and we found the cliffs, and there were some people jumping off. So we knew we were in the right place, and the depth finder on the boat said it was like 100 feet deep. So we knew it was probably, you know, safe and everything. And all the kids jump out of the boat and they go swim to the side. They're all excited. They want to go jump off the cliffs. And my son, he's ready to jump in the boat, off the boat, you know, and I'm like, whoa, you know, I'm not so sure about this. First of all, I don't know if you can even swim all the way to shore. Second, you got to climb up the cliff and then jump off. And I looked at my husband. I'm like, what do you think? He's like, I don't know how we're going to stop him. And so it's like, all right, we really had no choice. I mean, Jared really, really wanted to go. There was no stopping him. He was empowered. He knew, he trusted himself, and there's nothing that I could do. So I grabbed my life jacket, and lo and behold, you know, he swims to shore. He climbs up the cliff. He jumps off 3 times. He loved it. Then he swam back to the boat and he was done. So you have to, you know, empower yourself, because he did. I wasn't going to do it. I didn't encourage him, and there was no way I was going to hold him back. He trusted himself. He knew he could do it. The third thing, embrace the fact that you're going to have moments of imperfection. And, you know, we can't learn anything new if you're not ready and expecting to have some imperfect moments. This is something that's been very difficult for me. I'm getting much better at it. This show is a great example. You know, I told my friend today on the phone that we're doing the show and I was going to do it myself. And she goes, what are you? I go, I'm incredibly nervous. And she's like, well, how do you think it's going to go? And I go, I have no idea, but I know I have to do it. And then we can work on making shows better. But you have to embrace any chance that you may have imperfection in what you do, especially when you're starting out. And it is okay. The fourth thing to be more empowered is actually to be more active. You need to move. You need to exercise. You need to go for walks. You need to, people that are exercised and they set goals and they work on, you know, being more physically fit, it's easier for them to set goals and be more empowered in other areas of their life. And I'm not saying everyone has to try to like make it to the CrossFit Games or something, you know, incredibly, you know, out there. It could just be that you take a regular walk each day. I try to take a phone call on the phone walking each day. And that's a way I can get, you know, additional exercise. But be active. The fifth thing is find something that you could try new. And it can be really anything. It could be a new restaurant. It could be a new activity. You can try to learn how to paint. But pushing yourself into a new area will help you as you want to be empowered in, you know, decisions at work or something else. Say no when it's needed. Too often, I know I'm always saying you need to say yes. You need to try something new. You need to do this. You need to do that. But say no when it really is no. Maybe it's like you don't have time for something. So don't be afraid. If the answer really is no, own your schedule and say no. The last thing is surround yourself with the right type of people. That they say you become the average of the 5 people that you spend most time with. And so you want to make sure that you have the right people around you. You may be asking, well, what if I don't? One, you know, can you reach out to different networks? Can you reach out to a different group? If you can't find any groups, you know, search online. You could also look at virtual groups. And if you're still struggling, I think you could actually substitute right now with things like podcasts, things like You know, a lot of inspirational people post on social media these days, and spend that time, you know, having that in your ear, listening, and utilize that so that at least your thoughts are in the direction that you want. But be very conscious to who you spend time with and how do you spend your day. So let me just summarize the you know, the actions that I just went over so you could start working on having a more empowered life. You know, first, be open to new possibilities, because just because it was that way in the past doesn't mean it has to be that way in the future. So keep your mind open that there is a way. You can figure it out. Things can work out even if they hadn't in the past. Trust yourself. You have more power than you think or probably realize that you do. Embrace those moments of imperfection. Enjoy the learning process. Nobody gets everything right the first time. So embrace that and then learn from it and then just keep building and building. Be active. Get out and move, exercise, stretch. Maybe it's as simple as doing some stretches each morning, but get out and, you know, set goals and be active. Try something new. Push into a different area that you haven't done before. Maybe hit a different movie that you've never seen. Go to a different museum or play or something that's untraditional that you don't normally do. But get out and try and experience something new. That's probably actually why I like traveling so much, is I'm always getting a chance to do something new. Say no when the answer is no. Yes, you should say yes if you should be doing it and you're scared and everything. But when that answer is no, don't just say yes just because you think that's what people want you to do or that's what people expect. Go ahead. You know, if it's a firm no, say no. Own your schedule. Make those boundaries. And lastly, surround yourself with the right kind of people. You know, actually, I heard a really good suggestion once when people were, saying, I don't know how to meet new people or I'm not meeting the right kind of people. They said, you know what, go volunteer. Find something that you enjoy and volunteer. The other thing is, you know, if other people are volunteering, good people volunteer. So your chances you're going to meet good people when you're volunteering. Hopefully, this list of ideas will allow you something that you can implement and become more empowered. Say yes. Be the CEO of your life. You know, take control. And make sure you're not living your life on autopilot. Make sure other people aren't determining the outcome of your life. You want to determine the outcome of your life. And all you have to do really is know that you don't need to wait for permission. You can just get started. So, we can only be ourselves. And I have found by embracing, you know, all parts of me and really focusing on having the courage to be seen, I have brought so much more joy to my life. I have brought so much more, you know, just like excitement. Life has just opened up. And I want that for you. I'm glad that you're here. The more courage that we have, the more our life can become. And if you want to know more about me, Sherry Clark and Courage to Be Seen, please check out my website, couragetobeseen.com. My contact information is there. If you have any feedback on the show or topics that you'd like to cover, you can email me. I'm also on Facebook, on Instagram. On my website, you can leave me your email. You can get our newsletter. Also, I have 10 ways to live a more courageous life that you can sign up for and download off the website. So, I look forward to hearing from you and, have a great day, and I'll see you next time. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.